Good evening and welcome to Tuscola Sports Radio, where tonight the Mountaineers will take on the number 7 seed Irwin Warriors in the first round of the Western Mountain Athletic Conference basketball tournament at the host school T.C. Robertson, which we just had an interesting dilemma. They had about 8 minutes and a few seconds remaining in warm-ups, and the fire alarms went off in the building, and folks were getting ready to head out, and we were kind of at the back of the pack there and lucked up, and they finally started shutting down the alarms and let people come back in. So we're going to get, hopefully, this thing started pretty much on time tonight, but that's what's been going on at TC so far. And, of course, we had an earlier girls game where Asheville Cougars just absolutely laid it to the Reynolds Lady Rockets tonight. So
they run them out of gym in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was probably, I think they could have had a running clock in the first quarter. I just don't think the first half. I just don't think the rules allow it. But Asheville Lady Cougars advance. And I'm Charles Allison with my partner, Branson Reese. Also like to welcome our audience listening in this evening on WPTL AM and FM radio. Mountaineers tip-off is scheduled to be at 5 o'clock this evening. And just a reminder, Pisgah girls semifinal game against East Henderson in the Mountain 6-2A conference tournament, which is being hosted down in Brevard, will follow our game on WPTL at 7 o'clock. And then the Pisgah boys will face Franklin also down in Brevard in their semifinal game. And that game should start at approximately 8:30 p.m. tonight. And both those Pisgah games will be on WPTL radio. Tuscola is coached by Nathan Messer, and they enter the tournament as the number 2 seed. Mountaineers were 11-5 in the conference, now 18-6 overall. Mountaineers were defeated at Irwin in the regular season finale last Friday night in a close one, 62-58.
Yeah, and that was one of those games that Tuscola really couldn't afford to lose. I mean, it was an emotional night for Irwin, being senior night for them, but Tuscola didn't handle their business and take care of it. Of course, they were leaning on Asheville to West Henderson to beat Asheville to hopefully win conference for the regular season. But, now it's a new season right here in the conference tournament. And then once this is over this week, next week we'll start another season in the playoffs.
And of course, Tuscola got off to a horrible start in that game. They were down 9-0 pretty quick and were able to – cut into it. Actually, Max Rogers had 21 first half points in that game, and then biggest problem was Landon Henley got held to 4 points in the first half, and Tuscola was able to tie it with 2:24 to go late in the game, and then they spent I think about 6 possessions trading the ball back and forth in turnovers and timeouts, and finally They put up a shot by Tristan Bank, hit a layup there, and took the lead 60-58. Tuscola still even had a chance at that to win it with a 0.4 seconds on the clock. Irwin misses the free throw. Landon Henley gets the rebound, heaves it down to the other end, and it actually bounced off the rim.
Yeah.
And had it gone in, Tuscola would have won by one, but was it to be? Irwin is led by Ben Roadarmer. Ben's a native of Canton, and this is his second season as head coach at Irwin. The Warriors are the number 7 seed coming in tonight. 7-9 record in the conference, 13-11 record overall. And, of course, their one big win, they did beat Asheville.
Beat Asheville, yeah, in the regular season. And but, they were swept by North Buncombe. They were swept by West Henderson and Reynolds. So, they're really not a bad team. They're a better 7 seed team than what
it's a trap.
Early in the season, we were sitting there talking about how 1st through 7th was only a game. They were only
a
long time, for several weeks.
There was only a game difference in the standings in each spot. And of course, Coach Messer mentioned it earlier to me several weeks ago that you just can't take a night off in this conference. Anybody can beat anybody in this conference. I mean, we looked yesterday. North Henderson was leading Asheville at halftime by 2. Now, I don't know what got told in Asheville's locker room yesterday at halftime, but they came out and took care of business in the second half and won and advanced. Of course, Irwin Rashad Chafin, he's 6-foot shooting guard. He scored 26 against Tuscola on Friday night and took the lead, actually, at halftime with his 3-pointer. And Irwin is a very physical team, very athletic team, and Tuscola is going to have to stay on top of it tonight to –
Tuscola's
take a
have,
win.
Have to go and get back to bases. Keep landing down low. Let Max and Nate work the outside with the shots. Let Coleman get those big rebounds and let him and let Coleman and Trent Turner dish off those assists like, you know, they've done all year. Get back to basics, what they were doing earlier in the season. Get this win. Move on to the semis tomorrow night.
And, of course, Tuscola, same starting lineup that we've had for quite a while. Max Rogers, Trent Turner, Coleman Bryson, Nate Bradford, and Landon Henley. Starting for Irwin tonight will be Kobe Ball, Austin Dover, Tristan Brank, and he's the one that scored the winning shot on us Friday night. Rashad Griffin, or Chafin, I'm sorry, who eat us up with 26 points, and Simeon Thompson. And Irwin, quite a few seniors on this squad, so a lot of experience out there on the floor tonight. And we understand Irwin, Coach Roadarmer, has pulled up about three JVs tonight to fill out the bench there, and it's quite heavy down on the end.
There's a lot of kids over there.
And Henley will control the opening tap, get it back to Trent Turner. So Tuscola will start with possession here in the first half. Max Rogers with it now on the right wing, picks up his dribble, gets it down into Henley. He's going to drive the lane. Layup good. Tuscola leading 2-0. We're 20 seconds in. Irwin in all black uniforms tonight. Tuscola in their home whites. Thompson will get it over on the left side to Ball. Now back around right wing, Thompson. Up top to Ball. Working around the top of the Tuscola defense. Tuscola packing it in pretty tight right now. Irwin's going to reset their offense now. They'll swing it around over to Rashad Chafin. He's going to drive inside the lane, pull up just inside the free throw line, dumps it off to Thompson. Rogers will cut him off. Back to Chafin. Now on the right wing to Ball. They'll go in the corner to Chafin, and a three-point shot is good. Irwin will lead 3-2 at the 6:45 mark. Turner bringing it down for the Mountaineers. Gets it over on the left wing. Coleman Bryson skips a pass all the way across court to Max Rogers. And Max from the right wing. The three is good. Mountaineers lead 5-3.
Nice shot by Max right there.
Shot from the right wing by Rashad Chafin is no good. Rebounded by Turner. Gets it to Rogers. Henley on the break. Layup good. Mountaineers lead is 7-3. Simeon Thompson will bring it down for the Warriors across midcourt. Looks to Coach Roadarmer for the play. Now he'll give it over to Rashad Chafin up top. Chafin's going to dribble inside the arc, dump it off in the corner to Thompson. Shot no good. Brank goes up for the rebound over Henley. Henley able to come down with it. Gets it to Bryson. Bryson, long pass to Rogers, a little too long. Max gets his fingertips on it, but it'll go out of bounds. Back to TC, and that's what we don't need, is to start this kind of loosey-goosey long passing game we tend to get into sometimes.
No, we don't need that carbon copy of what we had last Friday night.
And Chafin's going to pull up at the top of the key, and the jump shot is good. Mountaineer still leads 7-6. Bryson with it now. He'll dribble in and then dump off to Rogers in the corner. Three-pointer good. Mountaineers lead 10-6. Chafin now going to dribble in, dump it off to Ball. Ball fake. He'll drive inside and get inside for a two-pointer. Mountaineers still lead 10-8 at the five-minute mark here in the first quarter. Bradford with it now. Goes behind the back. Picks up his dribble now. Dumps it off to Coleman Bryson, who tries to drive baseline. Dump it off to Henley. Henley can't handle it. Turner there to pick it up. He'll put up a shot. Rebounded by Brank. Stop move there by Chafin, and he'll drive inside the lane, and we're tied 10-all. 4:35 to go here in the first quarter. Bryson going to drive the left side of the lane, dump it off to Rogers, layup, no good, tipped out by the Warriors. They'll get it out to Chafin. He'll bring it down the right side of the court. Doesn't have numbers, but he'll drive in, dump off to Dover. His layup attempt is no good. And Bradford will bring it down, and Chafin will get called for the reach-in as Nate Bradford brings it up court. And Nate is not your typical 6'6" forward. He'll bring the ball down on occasion.
He will, and I mean, and you know, let's get back to those first four possessions that Tuscola scored on. You know, like we were talking about before the game, max 2 3-pointers-pointers and the other two were landing inside. We've got to stick with that, I think, in order to be successful tonight and turn and get rid of the turnovers.
Bryson now going to hit Patrick Broom in the game. Down low, shot no good. Rebound by Moses Helmick. Ball with it now. He'll go up top to Meisenheimer. So Irwin substituting quite a bit. Shot no good. Henley will come down with a rebound, and he gets tied up, double-teamed down on the baseline. Foul's going to be called on Jonathan P., a sophomore, center and strong forward for Irwin. So we're still tied up. That's the second team foul on Irwin. 3:35 to go here, first quarter. Rogers going to hit Broom on the right corner. He'll dribble back around to the wing, get it down low to Henley. Henley going to go up. Shot is no good. Fisher will wave it off. But Henley will go to the line to shoot two. And the only thing about the position we're in was we really can't see the officials' signals. But that foul is going to go on Moses Helmling. So the team's third foul, and actually they ruled that Henley was not shooting. Rogers takes a shot from the right corner. No good. Rebounded by Irwin. Chafin brings it down, dumps it off to Ball. Long shot, going to be rebounded by Turner, tries to get it down to Rogers, and Rogers was actually double-teamed right across midcourt, stolen back away by Kobe Ball. Gets it down to Helmling on the baseline. He'll put up a shot, no good. We've got Broom fighting for the rebound. He had to fight off two Warriors. Finally comes down with it. Long pass to Coleman Bryson. Too long. He's out of position. He'll dump it off to Turner. Layup no good. Henley tries to follow with a tip. And a whistle. We'll get a foul. As Henley tried to tip the ball in. It was no good. He went back up again. And that'll be Helmling's second foul. So Irwin now with four team fouls. Tuscola with none. And Landon Henley on the line to shoot two. First one will bounce around and off.
Boy, you got to see how physical Patty Broom was right there on that rebound.
Pat hung in there because he had one and then a second Irwin Warrior clutching in there trying to steal that basketball away, and Patrick hung on to it strong. Henley's second attempt is up and rattles around and goes in. Mountaineers lead 11-10. Tristan Brank has checked back in for Irwin. Thompson handling the basketball. He'll get it down in the corner to Meisenheimer. Down low now to Brank. He'll go in with a layup. Good. Irwin will take the lead 12-11. Bradford bringing it down right side. He'll dribble up top, give it over to Henley. Henley with it now, gets it over in the corner to Broom. Broom will fake it, get it back over to Bradford. They're swinging around up top to Bryson. Now Henley up top. He'll shoot, and it's from the top of the key. It's three-pointer is good. Mountaineers lead 14-12. Thompson with it, going to drive inside, dish it back out in the corner to Meisenheimer. Shot no good. Coleman Bryson goes up over everybody. Wow. Comes down with a rebound, and that's, you know, we talked to his mom earlier, ever since we saw him in that Inca game take off like he did, and his mom said, well, he can do it. He's just he's still a freshman. He's not learned to kind of just let it go all the time. We had a loose ball down there on the Tuscola offensive end, and it'll go out of bounds to the Warriors. But Coleman Bryson just took off and went up over everyone on the floor.
I know, it's like you're sitting there watching the game, and all of a sudden he just
comes out of nowhere.
Soaring out of nowhere.
Thompson now gets it over in the corner to Meisenheimer, tries to hit P down low. He'll lose the handle. Out of bounds to the Mountaineers. Maxwell bring it down left side, get it to Bradford. Thompson will come up on him and hand check him, and a foul going to be called on Simeon Thompson. That'll be his first. That should be the Irwin Warriors' fifth foul. Tuscola still with none. We'll see how long that lasts. Rogers with it up top. Slowly working it over to the right side. Tries to hit Inley inside, and it's tipped away by Jonathan P.
Big break for Tuscola right there. That was,
yeah, because Irwin.
It was a bad pass, but luckily it was Irwin tried to get it and went out of bounds.
Irwin gets it there off to the races. Inbound to Henley from the right block. He'll put it in. Mountaineers lead 16-12. Thompson brings it down for the Warriors. Works it over in the right corner to Meisenheimer. Takes a look. They'll swing it around over to Simeon Thompson. Now in the corner to Drake Epler. He's a senior forward. Epler with it now on the right wing. Dumps it down into Brank, and Henley tips it away. Brank slides across the floor. Henley wants a walk. No call. Ball up. It's going to go off of Landon Henley out of bounds. And Landon took offense there. No walk was called and kind of quit playing there for just a second. You can't do that.
No.
Particularly against the athletes like Irwin.
He's got to keep his head in it, too, because they're saying that ball was off of him and he wasn't agreeing with it. But
Thompson will go up a shot. Henley alters it. Rebound by Max Rogers. Max going to bring it down. Doesn't really have numbers. Gets it to Bryson, who tips it to Henley on the follow. The layup is good. Mountaineers lead 18-12. We go under 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. They'll swing it down low to Brank. Can't do anything with it. Back out to Meisenheimer. Long shot. No good. It'll go off of, holy cow.
Holy cow.
That went off of Jonathan P's hands, and the official rules it went off Patrick Broom. Brank now sort of walking around collecting his thoughts. Mr. Doolittle checks on him. So Epler will inbound. And before Irwin can get a shot off, the buzzer will ring, and that will do it for the first quarter. Tuscola leading 18-12. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
That Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you. Tuscola leading 18-12 as we go into the second quarter. And Branson, who do we have scoring-wise first quarter?
Right now I have down Max Rogers with 9 and Landon Henley with 9. So it's been the Henley-Rogers show.
And that equals 18, which is what Tuscola has on the board.
And the best part is no fouls.
No fouls. We'll see how that works out in the second quarter. Irwin with 5 right now. So Irwin will start with possession here in the second quarter. Kobe Ball going to dribble inside the lane, dump it off. They try to get it down to Brank low. He'll spin move, go over Henley. Basket's good. Mountaineers still lead 18-14 early here in the second quarter. Turner brings it down for the Mountaineers. Works to the left side. Now back up top to Bryson. Bryson will dribble the left wing, dump it off to Rogers, and Irwin's hard to read their numbers. Irwin, that'll be Rashad Chafin, goes down in the corner and chases the loose ball down, puts up a shot. It's an air ball. Riley Bell will get the rebound, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul on Jordan O'Meary. junior point guard. And by far now the smallest player out there on the court. And I know his father very well. Trent Turner brings it down to the left side. O'Meary on him. Dumps it off to Bryson in the corner just inside the arc. He'll put up a shot. Not there. Rebound by Chafin. Chafin will pull up to the right side. Now he'll try to step around Bryson, and that'll be the first foul on Tuscola. Coleman with a reach-in right there. And Coach Messer pointing out that perhaps Chafin carried the ball a little bit. O'Meary going to dribble inside the lane. Brank with a shot. A little off balance. About a 16-footer, no good. Riley Bell will rebound. And Riley has come on here in the last week or so since Tuscola's senior night against T.C. Robertson. Tuscola will take it in the corner to Landon Henley. Now they'll get it down into the lane to Coleman Bryson. He gets tied up by Chafin. And jump ball. We'll go to Tuscola. Go ahead, Francis.
I was going to say, Riley Bell, you know, that was a big night on senior night with 13 points and 7 rebounds for him.
He actually hit the shot to tie last Friday night against Irwin. Bradford from the corner, a little long. Henley goes up. It gets a hand on it, but it's tipped out. Chafin will come down with it right side, and he tries to hit O'Meary on a cut at the baseline, and nobody there for Tuscola, but the ball will go out of bounds. Back to the Mountaineers, and defensively, we're going to have to watch that backdoor cut. There was nobody there except O'Meary. They get it in high and out of Henley. He'll dribble outside to the right side. Rockets a pass over to Max Rogers, and it puts him a little off balance. He'll step out of bounds right in front of the Irwin bench. And that's just – Tuscola gets a little – just the passes just occasionally. Things get too high, too wide, too fast. O'Meary with it down the left corner. He'll swing it around over to Kobe Ball. Bryson will come out on him. Ball will try to drive, and he'll lose the handle. Picked up by Bryson. Tries to get it to Henley. Henley wasn't really expecting it. Tips off Bradford there to come down with it. Now a long pass from Henley to Turner. The layup is good. Mountaineers lead 20-14. 5:45 to go here till halftime. Chafin brings it down. Gets it over to Kobe Ball. Brank and Henley working down low pretty hard, banging. They'll get it to Chafin. He tries to do a crossover on Bradford. Dumps it off to O'Meary, and he'll put up a shot, and Bradford alters the shot by O'Meary, and it'll come down with a rebound. Rogers with it now on the break, and the layup is good. Mountaineers lead 22-14. Chafin brings it down for Irwin. He'll go to the top of the key, goes past Bradford, dumps it off to the right wing. Kobe Ball, Kobe looking to cut into the gap. He'll drive in the lane, put up a shot a little strong, tipped out by Max Rogers. Turner gets a hand on it, stolen away by Dover. Ball still around. Henley able to come down with it. Gets it to Bradford. Bradford looking to get it to Max Rogers, and Kobe Ball steps in front, tries to get a steal, but he'll step out of bounds, and once again they just need to settle down and hang on to the basketball till they see an open guy. And Irwin is so athletic that even if you think your guy is open, he's probably not.
Yeah, just we're going to have to slow it down. I mean, because here to start of the second quarter, you know, our first three possessions, two were turnovers, and one was a missed shot that nobody was under to get the rebound. So
Bryson inbounds all the way across court to Henley. He's going to drive the lane on Brank, pull up, little ball fake, hook shot, no good, rebound. Brank gets a hand on it. Henley will tip it in, no good. Back out to Coleman Bryson in the corner to Patrick Broom, tries to dump it into Henley low, no good. Brank on the fast break, Turner able to cut him off. He'll go with a shot blocked by Bryson. Trent Turner will come down with it, and a foul will be called on Austin Dover of the Warriors, and that will put Tuscola in the 1-1. And I'm sure at some point Coach Roadarmer is going to have a discussion with the officials about the fouling disparity, and normally where you see that remedied is at halftime.
Yeah, we're just –
and that worries me. 7 fouls now on the Warriors. Trent Turner will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Only 1 foul so far called on Tuscola. Turner's free throw up, rattles off the rim, no good. It's batted out of bounds by P, trying to come down with a rebound for Irwin, so Tuscola will keep the basketball and inbound at the baseline. Turner gets it in, tries to get it in the corner to Max Rogers, and it's tipped back out by Drake Epler. Epler, one of seven seniors on this Irwin team. And they get it into Rogers. Rogers tries to bounce it off of Epler, and no good. It's stolen by Simeon Thompson. He'll drive down for the layup. Shot no good, but he's fouled by Landon Henley.
That'd be one on Landon.
And just Tuscola having some difficulty inbounding the basketball down there under their own basket. Don't know why they didn't try to go high. Of course, that high throw gives Irwin plenty of time to cut over and pick it off. Thompson's first free throw is good.
And that's a very, very dangerous pass on a very athletic team like this.
Second shot is good. Mountaineers still lead 22-16. 4:15 to go here first half. Rogers with it now and gets it to Bryson. Tough one to handle. I think Bryson took his eyes off of it a little bit. Skips the pass all the way underneath the baseline to Broom from the corner. Three-pointer is good. Mountaineers lead 25-16 at the four-minute mark.
Big shot by Patrick over in the corner.
Thompson now going to drive inside the lane. It's tipped by Henley. Dover able to come down with it in the left corner here right below us. We'll get it back up top to Thompson. They'll swing it around. Chafin with the jumper. Shot no good. And Thompson saves it in the corner. Gets it to Chafin. Chafin goes between Bryson and Turner. Gets it down low to P. He'll put up the layup, and it's good. Good battling there by Irwin. Keeping the ball alive. Mountaineers still lead 25-18. Henley now, they're going to pull up top. Shot rattles, no good. Rebound by Jonathan P for the Warriors.
Took that shot and didn't have anybody down in the paint to give us a chance for a second chance.
Brank going
to
drive in the lane, and it's going to be a charge on Tristan Brank. Drawn by Patrick Broom. And good job by Patrick there. Bradford going to check back in for the Mountaineers, give Coleman Bryson a break. Max Rogers still out there. I don't think Max has been out this half, has he?
He has not.
Turner will inbound. Landon squatting down here talking to Dover down on the offensive end. Now he'll get up as Max crosses midcourt. Max gives it over to Henley, and Henley will dump it back to him, and Rogers will lose the handle. Now we got a trap in the corner. Dover able to get it to Chafin. Chafin brings it down, shakes and bakes inside the top of the arc, dumps it off to Thompson. Jumper no good. Rebound, Patrick Broom. Broom, guard needs to come get the basketball. Gets it to Henley. And long pass to Bradford, and he's able to run and come get it. Being guarded by Drake Epler very tightly. Henley now with it. I don't know why we've got forwards handling the basketball in the backcourt. Foul go against Drake Epley there, trying to closely play Nate Bradford in the side area. His first foul, team ninth. Henley will go to the free throw line, shoot one and one.
Team fouls, that's amazing. 9-2.
I worry about next half. Ball's up, no good, and Landon not having a good night from the free throw line. They get it down quickly to Kobe Ball. He'll go over Turner, no good. Coleman Bryson with another skying rebound at the rim. And Coleman will bring it down himself. He's guarded by Simeon Thompson. He'll drive. Pass it over to Patrick Broom. Patrick's shot, no good. Rebound by Chafin. He'll bring it down himself. Drives the lane. Puts up a shot smacked away by Nate Bradford. They'll tip it out to Coleman Bryson. He'll get it down to Henley. Henley bringing it down on Thompson. He'll go up. Shot no good, but a foul on Simeon Thompson. And Thompson beats the wall padding there into the basket in frustration. And that will put Tuscola now in the double bonus. So Henley will get to shoot two. First one's way short, off the just barely the front of the rim, and he's struggling at the line tonight, and that's not typical for Landon.
No, I mean, first one you can understand, but man, he's missed two in a row now.
Second one's on the way. That one's nothing but net. Mountaineers lead 26-18. We go under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Chafin with it now. Gets it over in the corner to O'Meary. Looking to work it over to the right side. Gets it back up top. Chafin going to drive and look to go in the lane. Dump it back out. O'Meary will swing it around over to Ball. Now back up top. O'Meary. Right wing. Chafin going to drive to the baseline. Put up a shot. No good. And Max Rogers will come down with a rebound. He'll have to bring it down himself. Gets it to Bradford in the lane. He'll lose the handle. Henley along to follow behind. Kicks it back out to Rogers, and we got a whistle, 3 seconds. And that'll either go on Landon Henley or Nate Bradford. And Coach Messer wants to know whether the 3 second calls have been on this end. So all that for naught. And Irwin's going to let the ball dribble, bounce in. Kind of slow down the clock with a minute 18 to go. Mountaineers leading 26-18. Kobe Ball with it now up top. He'll go inside the arc, dump it off to O'Meary. O'Meary going to dribble around and runs into Max Rogers. He'll try to get it to Ball over here in the corner, and it's tipped out of bounds. We got – looked like it went off Max Rogers' hand. And, yep, they're going to give it to her. They're going to give it to Tuscola. It looked like it went off Max Rogers. And
Max is scratching his head.
I got a bad feeling about this, though, that when the stuff like this happens in the first half, it tends to turn in the second.
Yeah.
Bradford with it now on the right wing. Gets it over to Rogers. High post over to Henley. Henley tries to bounce it down to Max Rogers. It'll be ruled a kick ball off of Irwin and just another pass that, I tell you, these guys.
We were very fortunate.
They're very
right
confident. They're very confident in their abilities. And the players there in the high post area trying to use their shoes to dry up some of the sweat. Bryson's going to inbound from the baseline, get it to Henley. Henley looking to work down inside. He's tied up by Dover, gets it up to Turner. Turner ball fakes, gets it down in the corner. Bradford. Bradford going to drive baseline. Layup off the bank is good. Mountaineers lead is 10. We go under 30 seconds here till halftime. Kobe Ball now gets it over to Chafin in the corner. Chafin will bring it around back up top. Bradford out on him. Right wing to Kobe Ball. Now over to Jordan O'Meary. And O'Meary's going to pull it back nearly to midcourt. Looking to set an offensive set. Trying to hit Dover. He's posted up on Landon Henley. Can't do anything with it. He'll dump it to O'Meary. He'll dribble all the way under the basket. Get it out to Ball. Chafin with a shot. Going to rattle off the rim. Henley with a rebound. Gets a long one off, but it will be no good. Mountaineers will go to the dressing room leading 28-18. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Tuscola Sports Radio with you, Charles power. Allison, Branson Reese with you at halftime. Mountaineers leading 28-18, and in earlier action today, the first game of the afternoon, we had girls basketball. They stagger the boys and girls games here in the tournament, and Asheville just absolutely put an old-fashioned whipping on Reynolds girls. So Asheville will advance to the second semifinal, which will be held tomorrow at 6:30. Tuscola girls will be playing the early game tomorrow at 3:30 versus number one seed Irwin, and it's going to be a tough draw. Now, coming out of that four spot, you know, eventually you're going to have to go through number Tuscola Sports Radio will have that game for you tomorrow at 3:30. And, of course, all the games being hosted here at T.C. Robertson. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative, and Branson Reese is going to go over some first half stats with you.
So far, I have Max Rogers down with 11 points. I have him down with two rebounds. Trent Turner with two. Riley Bell, I have him with a rebound. Coleman Bryson with two huge rebounds I'm still in shock at how high he got. Nate Bradford, I have him down with two and two rebounds. Patrick Broom with a big three and two rebounds. And Landon Henley with 10 points and three rebounds. And as far as fouls go, I have Coleman with one and I have Landon with one.
And as we were talking about, Tuscola with only two fouls, and it actually got in the double bonus. Irwin with 10, and that's got me worried as we go into the second half, because they tend to, whether rightly or wrongly, they tend to look at that, and I'm sure Coach Roadarmer for Irwin gave him an earful as they went off the floor about the disparity in the foul calls. So we'll see how it goes. Give you a little bit of rundown on the tournament. Yesterday's boys, number one Asheville, beat North Henderson 64-52 after North Henderson had taken a two-point lead in the dressing room. And, of course, the late game last night, Reynolds, the number five seed, absolutely just laid it into Inca last night, 88-48. And I believe they had a running clock in that game. And, of course, Reynolds, number five seed.
Yeah.
Inca was the number four seed, and Reynolds may not be done in this tournament. They had some athletes, and of course they lost one player to injury, but still Reynolds is in a spooky spot. They could make some noise here and be very dangerous coming out of that number five. And of course Reynolds and Asheville will play in the first semifinal at 5:00 tomorrow, and of course that's Wednesday. And then the winner of this game that we're playing right now will meet tonight's winner, the late game, North Buncombe versus West Henderson, and that's another interesting game.
That is. They split on the season, and we split with both of those. So this is anybody's tournament to win, I think, from, you know, well, with Reynolds, you know, last night playing. And, you know, now we're really minus Inca. So really one, two, three, or five could win this tournament.
So it's tight, and it's going to be interesting. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you a little info on the girls' tournament. That's what's left coming up on that. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281, because weather is getting more severe every season.
Tuscola Sports Radio back here with you at T.C. Robertson High School, where the Western Mountain Athletic Conference tournament going on. We're going to talk to you about the girls tournament that's going on, both boys and girls being hosted here at T.C. Robertson High School. Number one that seed Irwin beat North Henderson 54-13 in the early game yesterday at 3:30. And then, of course, game you heard here last night on Tuscola Sports Radio and WPTL, Tuscola defeated North Buncombe 60-33. And so Tuscola will meet the number one seed Irwin tomorrow, and they'll have the early game again at 3:30. So tune in to Tuscola Sports Radio 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. We'll have that game for you. And, of course, as we mentioned earlier, Asheville just absolutely pasting A.C. Reynolds. So Asheville will advance, and they'll play the winner of Inca and T.C. Robertson, which will be after our game tonight. So Mountaineers leading 28-18 in the locker room. We'll be back. right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Could your home or auto use an audio upgrade? Stereo Innovations is your first choice in Western North Carolina for your car, home, and marine audio needs. Stereo Innovations is dedicated in providing top-notch equipment at a fair price while providing excellent customer service. Give Stereo Innovations a call today at 452-3474 or visit us in downtown Waynesville. Stereo Innovations, servicing all of Western North Carolina.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter-pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here at T.C. Robertson High School, where the Mountaineers lead 28-18 coming out of the locker room at halftime. And just to let you know, we've got spring sports getting ready to start up on Tuscola Sports Radio, and Branson will be handling that. I believe what we got softball coming up in about
supposed to have
a little over a week.
Yeah,
against Pisgah on February 27th.
That's opening game too.
That's a tough one to start with.
Yeah.
And then of course baseball will open up on Tuscola Sports Radio on March the 1st versus Inca. So the complete spring webcast schedule for Tuscola Sports Radio is on WPTLradio.net. So if you want to go on there and look those games up, we won't be broadcasting all spring sports games, but we've got a selected group of games of both softball and baseball that we'll be carrying on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And we've got our fingers crossed that we have spring weather like we had the winter weather for this season. For January, not even missing a game due to weather, so that was surprising in itself.
It's wet, and I'd be real interested to see. I drove by Pisgah to go to the radio station the other day, and they both, Canton Middle and Pisgah, were both out on their softball fields, and I'm sitting there looking. Those infields have got to be pretty soft and muddy, and that's going to make it rough if we don't get some dry weather coming out pretty soon.
Have to play center field in a rowboat.
Irwin will start with possession here in the second half. Mountaineers leading 28-18. Kobe Ball with it up top. He'll drive into the top of the arc, dump it off in the corner to Thompson. He'll drive in baseline, dump it back out to Ball, standing on the arc, shot up, no good, rebound Max Rogers. And that's really what has hurt Irwin tonight, is their shooting percentage has got to be atrocious. Chafin is just not hitting, neither's Thompson, and we're going to get a whistle. Tristan Brank is going to pull up hobbling for the Warriors, so he'll go to the bench. And, you know, he hit the floor a couple of times there in the first half and looked like one time that he might be hurt. And so now he's there on the bench talking with the trainer.
You know, Chafin started off pretty hot, hitting the first two shots for three, and then he's just gone cold since.
Now Ball's going to drive into the right side of the lane. He'll put up a shot. It's good. Tuscola leads 30-20. Bradford will bring it down the left sideline. He's bumped by Thompson, and he goes out of bounds. He'll try to dump it out. Dover will get the steal, try to get the dunk. He'll miss. Rebounded by Henley. Gets it to Rogers. Rogers going to lose the handle as he tries to drive on the left side of the lane, and now he'll get Dover tied up. And actually, they're going to call that a foul on Max Rogers. He had Dover tied up with a basketball, and Dover spinning and fighting, trying to get away, and looked like Max had the basketball, and like I told you, I was worried about.
Every time this year we've seen jump ball in the same situation right there.
So that foul will go on Max Rogers, his first, team first, early in the second half. Chafin with it now, going to drive in the lane, tries to put up a hook shot, and it is absolutely batted away by Nate Bradford. Bryson gets it down on the right side to Rogers, tries to hit Bradford, cutting to the basket, and it's a little long. And once again, the passing game for Tuscola is what gets us in trouble. Turnover to the Warriors, and Coach Rogers, or actually Coach Messer, has brought Rogers in and having quite a discussion with him. Patrick Broom will check in place of Rogers for the Mountaineers. Ball with it now. He'll go into the lane, spin move, and going to get a foul. And I believe that one's going to go on Henley. That'll be Landon second. You know, Landon usually does a pretty good job of staying out of foul trouble. But there's games that he's not had any or just one. And now he's got two. And Tristan Brandt going to check back in for Irwin in place of Moses Helmling. Ball, second free throw on the way is good. Irwin has cut the lead to eight. And Max Rogers, after having a chat with Coach Messer, is back in. And Coach Messer signals Patrick Broom to cut deep. Irwin going to press in the backcourt. They'll get it into Henley. Henley gets it to Rogers. Rogers going to drive the lane. A little short on the layup, and a rebound by Ball. Gets it to Thompson. He'll drive in, lose the handle. Turner will pick it up for the Mountaineers. Gets it to Rogers. Rogers and Coleman Bryson were both going for the basket, so Max tried to get a bounce pass over to Bryson and just wasn't quite in a position where Bryson could get to it. It'll go out of bounds. And Irwin with the basketball with a chance to cut this lead to six.
Or less. That's been two possessions in a row with turnovers for us.
And another almost carry by Chafin. He'll put a shot up, and it's batted away. It's hard to tell if it was Bryson or Henley. They may have both got a hand on it. Ball will roll out of bounds to the Mountaineers, and Irwin setting up to press in the backcourt. Bradford will check back in for Trent Turner for Tuscola. Long pass by Bryson down to Henley. He'll bring it down behind the back, going to corner to Broom. Broom will skip it back out up top to Rogers. Rogers feeds it to Henley in the lane. He'll turn around over Brank, and the basket's good. Mountaineer lead back to 10, 32-22. Chafin now gives it over to Kobe Ball. Ball at the top, looking to work, and they're all trying to do crossovers, and almost looks like a carry. Gets it over to Chafin, shots long. Broom gets a hand on it. Henley will go after it. He and Brank will collide out of bounds, and the ball will go back over to Irwin. Thompson will. Now, well, we got a discussion. The officials think Mr. Doolittle is going to go, well, I don't know.
I'm not sure he was really in a position to where he could help overturn that call or not, but
Irwin gets it in long to Chafin, and of course there was a time you couldn't do that. Clock now at 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Mountaineers lead by 10. Thompson will dump it over to Chafin. He'll shuffle, and a walk called on Rashad Chafin of the Warriors.
Tuscola really benefit from Chafin not being hot, man. Kobe Ball being not both of them not being hot behind the line for three because we'd be in a lot of trouble right now.
Breaking the press. They get it down to Rogers. He'll drive in, put up a shot, and they're going to call a charge on Max Rogers, drawn by Rashad Chafin. And that's where you almost wish we had the college rule where we draw that arc because he would have been well inside it. Mountaineers still lead by 10. And we got a whistle.
Technical.
Technical. I guess that's going to go.
On Coach Messer?
I guess on Coach Messer. He was squatted down there in front of his seat. And the official was across midcourt. So that's going to send Chafin to the line, and he'll rattle the first one in. So now Mr. Doolittle will come over and talk to Coach Messer. Chafin's second free throw is net. Lead is cut to 8, and that will give also Irwin possession of the basketball. And, of course, as we predicted, Tuscola now with 4 fouls. Irwin with none. Ball from the corner, and the three-pointer is good. Rogers will get it into Bradford. Beats the press. Turner picks it up. Gets it down to Bradford. Dumps it down. Shot up. No good. Partially tipped by Dover, I believe. Chafin will come down with it. Going to drive past Turner. Gets it to Dover in the baseline, and he'll lose it out of bounds. And Jackson Langston up off the bench now, going to check in for the Mountaineers for Bradford. And I believe Coach Messer is going to take a timeout. And this timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best.
That's hard to believe. That's our first time out
of the game. Either side. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, RB Stereo Innovations, Haywood Ace Hardware, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Haywood Farm Bureau, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center. 30-second timeout for the Mountaineers. Their first. And it's actually, as Branson and I just discussed, it's the first timeout taken by anybody.
Kind of odd seeing Jackson Langston come in this late in the game because usually he's in that, you know,
earlier
rotation. Yeah.
Mountaineers trying to inbound the basketball, and Brank will tip it away back out of bounds. So Bryson will get another chance to get it in. Long pass to Turner. Ooh, risky. Gets it at midcourt. Chafin was looking to pick it off. Turner will feed it to Rogers. Rogers will drive the lane, put up a shot. It's no good, but a whistle. It's going to be a foul on Austin Dover. His second, and that'll be the first foul on Irwin for this half. Rogers will go to the line to shoot two. Rogers will roll it in off the front. Second one's on the way and good. Mountaineers lead 34-27. We hit the 4-minute mark here in the third quarter. Broom up off the bench for Tuscola to check in. Next dead ball. Chafin with it. Gets it over to Ball on the right wing. Ball working on Rogers. Gets it over in the corner to Thompson. Now back to Ball. They'll swing it back right side. Chafin, Langston on him. Works inside the lane, dumps it off to Thompson, looks to go baseline around Trent Turner, kicks it back out to Ball. Ball will dribble inside the arc. Turner closely guarding him. Thompson now going to cut inside the lane, put up a shot way off. Rebound by Landon Henley. Bryson going to bring it down for the Mountaineers, gets it to Henley. Skips it over to Rogers. Rogers has an opening, he'll pull up just outside the arc. Shot no good, it's short. Rebound by Tristan Brank for the Warriors. Chafin going to work to drive inside, and we got a whistle. It'll be a foul. And that one will go against Jackson Langston.
be his first tonight.
And Patrick will, Broom will check back in for Jackson Langston. 15 foul on Tuscola. Thompson will inbound for the Warriors. Gets it over in the corner to Chafin. Rogers out on him. Now back up top. Thompson will dribble around. Over on the right wing to Kobe Ball. Ball goes into Bryson, pulls up, puts up a shot, not there. Almost rebounded by Helmling. Helmling. Tuscola will come down with it. Rogers trying to bring it, and a reach in by, they'll call that one on Thompson. Could have went on Chafin. Either way, they were both on either side of Max as he brought it across midcourt. Second team foul on Irwin.
That's three on Simeon Thompson.
That could be helpful later. Bryson will inbound on the side. Gets it into Broom. Now they'll feed it to Rogers. Rogers right over here below us. And a pass trying to get it to Trent Turner. Telegraphs it. Stolen by Meisenheimer. Meisenheimer will go with a shot. No good. And a foul called on Coleman Bryson. And Coleman asked Mr. Doolittle what he did wrong. And
two on him.
So Meisenheimer will go to the line. First shot up and in.
Meisenheimer just sat back like a safety and just watched the eyes of Max and like he was a quarterback. And as soon as he threw it, he broke.
Second one's up and in. Mountaineer lead is five. Irwin still in the press. Gets it into Henley. He'll get it to Rogers. Got a wide open shot to the basket. He'll take it in. Layup is good. Mountaineers lead 36-29. 2:20 left in the third quarter. Get it in low to Helmler. He'll put up a shot. No good. Rebound Patrick Broom. He's double teamed. And Helmling goes over the top of Broom, gets both hands on the basketball. They're going to call a jump ball. Landon trying to have a chat with the official about why that's not a foul.
That was
It looked like Helmling had the ball, and Patrick had it up high. And Helmling just reached over the top and looked to me, had all ball, but
yeah.
Somehow Broom round up on the floor in the jerking action.
Holding his head.
Henley with it now, going to drive inside the top of the arc. It's stolen away by Chafin. He gets it to Ball. Rogers retreating back. And I believe we got a foul on Max. Yep. Foul on Max. Rogers prevents the shot. And that will put Irwin in the bonus. Oh, that would have been a shooting foul anyway.
It's the same old story, but roles are different this half on the fouls. Like you said, first half you was worried about.
And, of course, Tuscola's shots have been off a little bit here in the second half. Ball misses the first free throw. Second one's on the way, and it'll rattle out. No good. Rebound by Coleman Bryson. He's double-teamed on the baseline, and we're going to get a call. Going to be a whistle and a foul. That's going to go on Jonathan P. Third foul on the Warriors. Of course, all that does is allow Irwin to set up in the press. Inbound to Henley. Henley double-teamed. He'll go up with it, get it to Bradford. Bradford now going to be double-teamed about free throw line. He'll get it across midcourt to Broom. Broom going to get trapped in the corner if he's not careful. He quickly dribbles out of it, gets it to Bryson. Bryson, bounce pass to Turner. Layup is good, and the foul.
Big shot by Trent right there. I think Tuscola kind of stalemated there for a few minutes and needed that and the chance for right here for this bonus shot.
Kind of break them out of this daze they've been in.
I'm telling you, Tuscola is very fortunate right now to be holding this. You know, it was a 7-point lead, now a 9-point lead.
And Trent on the line trying to get it to 10, which is where we had been. And it'll roll around and in. Mountaineers lead 39-29, a minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. Epler will get it over on the left side, over to Chafin. Bradford will poke a hand out there and knock it out of bounds. Meisenheimer will inbound way up top to Rashad Chafin. Chafin's very liberal with that basketball and how he bounces it.
He's very close to getting a carry call.
Chafin, long shot left wing, no good, but rebounded by P, no good. Brank tries to put it back. It's not there. Henley will come down with it. Tries to get it to Patrick Broom. Now a long pass down to Bradford. Bradford going to go in. He'll lay it in. Mountaineers lead 41-29 as we go under a minute in the third quarter. And Henley just kept battling down there. One time he tried to outlet it to Broom, and I think it hit the corner of the backboard. He was able to get it back. Bounce pass in, trying to get it to Brank, stolen away by Bradford. And they're going to try to pressure him in the backcourt. Stolen by Chafin, gets it to Brank. Turner will go up to block the shot, and a foul. And you got to give Irwin credit. They're not going to let up down there. They're going to keep coming, even though there was no made basket. Irwin's still going to try to pressure the backcourt.
This has been a really physical game, though, because there's been a lot of people picking himself up. Brank several times for him tonight.
And Brank rushed that shot. Free throw, no good off the front of the rim. Mountaineers now with 8 fouls. Irwin with 4. Brank puts the second one up, and it's nothing but net. Mountaineers lead by 11. 41-30. Long pass to Broom, and it took him left in front of the scorer's table, and the ball will go out of bounds. And once again, that just always a little off on the pass. 35 and a half seconds to go. They'll get it into Chafin. Crossover now. Gets it in the corner to Epler. Back to Chafin. He's going to drive in the lane. Put up a shot. Blocked from behind by Bradford, but P there. And we're going to get a whistle down low.
Be a third on.
That's going to be Landon's third. Signal was he reached over. I guess on P is Jonathan P was going up for the shot. And the first free throw by P is good. And I don't know that I wouldn't get Henley out of there with 22 and some change left in the third quarter. No sense picking up something cheap with that little time left. Inbounds, long pass to Broom, and Broom tries to swing it to Bradford, stolen away by Chafin.
Boy, he tightrope the line on that, didn't he?
Chafin will bring it down, drive the lane, gets it up over Henley, and good. Henley will inbound it to Bradford. 7 seconds, counting, gets it over to Turner. Turner brings it down. He's got Coleman Bryson in the corner, dishes it back to Turner. The layup will go in at the buzzer. Count it. And the Mountaineers will go to the fourth quarter, leading 43-34.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Tuscola Sports Radio back with you here going into the fourth quarter. Mountaineers leading 43-34. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Ken Wilson Ford, Arby's, Haywood Ace Hardware, Stereo Innovations, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Fat Buddies, and Hometown Hardware. And what are we looking at stat-wise now? I know our shooting percentage went way down in the third quarter.
It did, but, third quarter right there, Max chipped in 4 to give him 15 on the night. Trent Turner had a good third quarter as well. He had five, give him seven on the night. Nate Bradford with four on the game, and Landon with 14 on the game right now.
So Irwin will start with possession. Thompson going to drive in the lane, and we got a whistle. And going to call a charge on Simeon Thompson.
That will be his fourth.
So the Mountaineers will inbound, still only the fifth foul on Irwin. Mountaineers will get it across midcourt. Coleman Bryson with it. Goes around, ball. Picks up his dribble. He'll go cross court over Patrick Broom. Patrick on the right wing. Gets it down lower corner to Trent Turner. Now to Max Rogers. Long shot, no good. Rebound Bryson. He'll pull up a head fake. Gets it down in the lane to Rogers. He'll put up a shot. Good. Mountaineers lead is back to 11. 7:15 to go here in the game. Thompson working up high, gets it around to the right wing, over to Ball. Ball dribble inside the arc, dump it off to Chafin. Skips it out to Thompson. Thompson will drive the lane. We're going to get a whistle. That'll be on the floor. And that's going to be a foul on Max Rogers.
That's number four on Max.
Ooh.
Four on Max and three on Landon. That's, you know, we're not used to seeing that. That's uncharacteristic of both of them, but usually it's you'll see Trent and Coleman, you know, picking up a few, and even Nate. But Nate's doesn't have a foul on the night.
And we've got a discussion. Going to be a two-shot foul. Mountaineers in. That's their 10th, so that'll put Irwin in the double bonus, and Thompson will miss his free throw. And I'll tell you, it's if Irwin had hit their shots so far tonight, this game would be much different. Of course,
they've not capitalized off of our turn. We've had a lot of turnovers, but they've not capitalized on them like they should, which that's fortunate for us.
Thompson misses the second one, but Brank able to come down with a rebound. Long shot by Chafin. No good. Turner comes down with a rebound, and he tries to get it to somebody, and it's stolen away by Tristan Brank, and he'll dump it off to Chafin, and the layup's good, and that just allows Irwin to go back into the press. Inbounds to Turner. He's double-teamed, dribbles through it, gets it over, and that's what you got to do. When you're pressed and you're double-teamed, try to step through it. You either get a better passing lane or, in this case, we get a foul.
Yep.
And that's only their sixth, so we're slowly but surely getting there. Bryson looking to get it in. He's to hurry now. Bradford will get it at midcourt. Got to be careful. He's in that corner. Dumps it off to Bryson. Now in the corner to Broom. Broom will dribble around, get it to Bradford, and they almost inhibit the same spot, which is not really possible. Over to Turner in the corner. Up high to Henley. And Tristan Brank will come all the way over his back and shoulder.
That'll be two on him.
Henley was getting ready to make the move, and now that will put Tuscola in the 1-1. So Henley's free throw on the way and good. Net's going to get hung, so Henley will walk over there and help him out. Second one rattles off the back of the rim. Patrick Broom tries to get a hand on it, but it's rebounded by Tristan Brank. He'll get it over to Chafin. The Mountaineer lead is 10, 46 to 36, 6:10 to go. Kobe Ball with a long shot from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Brank. He'll put up a shot. And count the basket. That was going to go on Trent Turner, and Henley was a little worried it was going to be on him, and that's honestly who I thought it was going to go on.
I did too.
Because Henley was there. Turner must have got him down low.
That's number two on Trent tonight.
Free throw no good. Henley and Coleman Bryson both going up for the rebound. Bryson will come down with it. Broom gets it down to Turner. He'll go up, pull back, layup good. Mountaineers' lead is back to 10. So we go under 6 minutes. O'Meary brings it down to the right wing, gets it up top. Chafin now going to work to go in the lane. Goes by Bradford, and Bradford will bat his shot away as he goes by. But it'll tip out of bounds back to Irwin. Bradford, Nate may get that block shot average up a little bit. Inbounds now. O'Meary with it, dumps it off to Chafin. He'll go up. Bradford, I believe, batted that away from behind. Picked up by Henley. Tries to hit Bradford, and once again, too long. Bradford's got long arms, but not that. Inbound now, Irwin in the backcourt. They'll bring it across. O'Meary at top. Of course, I believe Irwin's got all their timeouts, so this isn't going to take a while when we get late. Chafin will get it in. Dover with a turnaround shot. Try to get over Broome, no good. Rebounded Henley. They're double-teaming every rebound. Gets it to Broome, and better be careful. Almost a walk. He'll get it across midcourt. Over to Turner. Now Bradford with it. Feeds Henley. Henley going to drive the lane. Goes up and under. No good. Tip back by Dover. Broome comes up with it, but stolen by Rashad Chafin. He'll go down around Bradford, and the layup is good. Mountaineers still lead 48-40. Henley going to take the long outlet pass from the backcourt. Snowbirding, as we used to call it. Mountaineers lead back to 10. Chafin goes up, batted away again from behind by Henley. By Bradford. Henley will come down with the rebound. Long outlet to Bryson. Layup good. Mountaineers lead is now 12. And that's going to get Coach Roadarmer up off the bench for a full timeout, and we'll take it with him. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
When you're feeling hungry, you don't want to mess around with a quarter-pound meat sandwich. Instead, eat one of Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. 8 ounces of thinly sliced, tender roast beef. And if you really want a quarter-pound of beef, that's cool. Just eat half of a half-pound roast beef sandwich. Arby's half-pound roast beef sandwiches. Arby's, we have the meat.
Tuscola Sports Radio with you, also WPTL. AM and FM, Mountaineers leading 52-40 here in the fourth quarter. And Nate Bradford, we were just talking during the break. Nate, I believe, has blocked the last three shots that Irwin has attempted, and he's batting them away from behind. He's letting them actually get by him and then coming along from behind and timing it perfectly.
Well, he's helping his blocks average, because yeah. I was checking last night. He was still on two.
Hanging on two. He was at 1.9 for a very long time, and we were really rooting hard for Nate to get that average back up to two.
And he's never looked back since he's got two.
4:22 left to go in the game. Irwin will have possession after the timeout. They're first. Kobe Ball with it now. Working on Max Rogers. Goes inside the lane up over Broome. Shot no good. Henley tries, I believe, got the rebound. Broome actually came down with it. Gets it to Henley. He'll feed a long pass to Rogers. Puts the shot up. It's no good, but a whistle. And that's going to be a foul on Max Rogers.
Huh?
A charging foul on Max Rogers. Both players went up the rim. Max going in for a layup. And Coach Messer signals over to the official, would you please give me an explanation? So Max
is done.
That's his fifth. I don't know how you get a foul when both guys are in the air, but apparently they really Max pushed off. So that'll do it for Max Rogers tonight. He'll go to the bench for five fouls. Jackson Langston in to replace him. Kobe Ball will go up over Langston. Shot no good. Rebound by Ball. He'll stick it in. Mountaineer lead is 10. Still in that press. Gets it into Coleman Bryson. Now to Henley, and Jonathan P. going to run into Henley right there at about the free throw line after Henley starts bringing it up the court. And with 3:34 to go, Mountaineers leading 52-42. Henley will go to the line to shoot 1-1, and you got to start thinking about this is time maybe we want to sit on this thing for a while.
I just seen Nate off to the side over there. I don't know if they were taping him up or checking him out.
Not real sure. He's walking back. Actually, he's at midcourt now, going to check in. We're going to have a jump ball after the missed free throw. So Mountaineers will keep the basketball after making the first free throw, missing the second one. Lead is now by 11, and a hard and inbound pass to Henley. Gets away. Thompson will bring it down, miss the layup, followed by Jonathan P, and the layup is good by P, and Mountaineers' lead is 9. We got a whistle, inbound pass to go out of bounds. It's going to be tipped out by Irwin. So Tuscola will now inbound at midcourt. Bryson will get it into Trent Turner. And really, Tuscola needs to think about burning some clock here with a 9-point lead and 3:08 to go. Bryson going to drive in the lane, pull up, no good. Ball's in the air. Chafin will come down with it. He'll lose the handle. Henley will pick it up. He'll go in for the layup, and good. Mountaineer lead back to 11. We go under 3 minutes to play.
Simeon Thompson driving in and scoring right there for Irwin. Big turnover right there by Irwin.
Irwin
had stole it and then turned it right back.
Can't seem to get out of their own way here a little bit. Going to get a timeout by Coach Messer. Going to draw something out. Got the whiteboard there. Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Ace Hardware, Fat Buddies, Champion Credit Union, Hometown Hardware, Arby's, Haywood Farm Bureau, and Stereo Innovations. And all our timeouts on the court are sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville, helping you is what we do best. So Mountaineers lead by 11, 55-46. We've got 2:36 left in the game. Max Rogers has fouled out.
Max has fouled out. Landon right there with three fouls. Trent Turner with two and Coleman with two.
Rams, that's what's on the scoreboard. Warriors are in the double bonus. Henley with it now, going to dump it off to Langston in the corner. Pick up his dribble now, right corner into Henley. Henley will dump it down into Bradford. He'll go with a shot, and he's fouled by Jonathan P.
That should be three on Jonathan P.
They're saying that's all number 30. There's not a number 30 out there. And now the officials are consulting with the desk. Now he's going to get a correction. I got it right. It's number 20. There's not a number 30 on the floor for Irwin.
Actually, that was his fourth.
And that is P's fourth foul. Bradford sinks the second free throw. Mountaineers lead by 10. Thompson will bring it down over to Chafin on the right wing. Dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out to Ball. He'll work to go baseline. Shut off by Jackson Langston. He'll put up the shot over Jackson Langston, and it's good. Henley got to get it in. 5 second call going to be coming. Coleman Bryson gets it, and a foul. And I don't know why he's so amazed. He bumped into the side of Coleman Bryson. That's Jonathan P., and that should be his fifth. Although I don't know that I would trade Max Rogers for Jonathan P. in this situation. Both teams now in the double bonus. 2:05 to play. So Bryson will go to the line to shoot two. Coleman's first free throw, no good.
We've not been very good on free throws tonight.
Second one's good. Mountaineers' lead is 10. We're at 2 minutes. Thompson with it now. Gets it over to Kobe Ball on the left wing. He'll drive in. A little spin move in the lane. Puts up a shot. No good, but a foul. See who that's on. That'll go on Jackson Langston, his second.
Jackson catching up to everybody on fouls now.
That'll send Kobe Ball to the line for the Warriors. First shot rattles in. Irwin going to sub in O'Mary and Drake Epley. That'll get Dover and Thompson out. So Ball, second one's going to be short. Got Bryson and Henley both going for the rebound. Langston will save it. Gets it to Henley. Long pass. Bryson tips it back to Trent Turner. Now he'll feed to Nate Bradford. And before anything else can happen, we're going to get a foul. Jordan O'Mary, his second. So Trent Turner will now go to the line to shoot two. And that was a long pass to nobody that just got ran down. And Mountaineers very lucky. And Trent going to miss the first one a little short right off the front of the rim. So situational substitution now. Dover going to check back in for the Warriors. Also Meisenheimer. That'll get Ball and Epley out. And now we got timeout. This will be a full timeout. And not real sure who called it. I think Irwin did.
I believe he pointed over towards Irwin.
They were a little slow and methodical with that signal. This timeout on the court is sponsored by Haywood County Farm Bureau, offering real service by real people. Ready to assist you with all insurance needs. Haywood County Farm Bureau in Waynesville. Helping you is what we do best. Mountaineers' lead is 9, 58-49. Both teams in a double bonus. Max Rogers has fouled out. Jonathan P. has fouled out for the Irwin Warriors. And Nate Bradford with about a half a dozen blocks so far in this game. And had kind of made the difference there in the third quarter when Irwin, trying to drive to the basket, just kept swatting shots away as they went by. And you would think at some point Tuscola is going to start trying to hang on to this basketball a little bit and let's milk some clock. It's a minute 43 to play.
Well, you know, if you look at it, both teams have been kind of, you know, lackadaisical with the ball as far as turnovers for us. But on the other end, you know, Irwin's not hit any shots.
Irwin will get it in now to Thompson. He'll drive left side and runs into Henley. And no call. Tip back. Shot over by Meisenheimer. No good. Rebounded by Trent Turner. Turner will get it to Henley. Henley will feed it long to Bryson. Now a layup by Jackson Langston is good. Mountaineer lead is 11. A minute 20 to go. Chafin now to Thompson. Long shot left wing. Rebound Nate Bradford. Gets it to Henley, long pass down to Bryson. He'll look back to see anybody's coming, and Thompson will let him go. Bryson's layup is good. We got a minute. Corner shot from Meisenheimer, no good. Rebounded by Chafin. He'll dump it off to Brank. He'll drive, batted away by Henley. Henley will get the ball, and he's going to be fouled from behind by Meisenheimer. And I believe that's going to loosen things up here a little bit. Mountaineers lead 62-49, 53.3 seconds to go. That's going to send Landon Henley to the line to shoot two. Both teams in the double bonus.
Looks like they called that one on Rashad Chafin, which will be his second foul.
And I tell you, Chafin just certainly not the 26 points he had on us Friday night.
No.
And Thompson really not hitting the shots. Even Brank, I mean, he got some in close, but he missed a few in you know, 6, 7, 8 footers also.
I mean, it was kind of like those first two shots for Chafin were kind of left over from Friday night. And then it just went, he finally caught back up to this week.
So free throws are good. Mountaineers lead 64-49. Irwin going to roll the ball in, try to save some time on the clock. Meisenheimer tries to feed Brank, cutting to the baseline, and it'll go off Brank's hands and out of bounds. Irwin going to stand at press, gets it down. Long pass by Henley to Broom. We'll cross midcourt. Bryson gets it down to Langston. He's down at the low block, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul on Rashad Chafin. He'll just grab Langston, and Langston was really not intending to shoot anyway. He was going to kick it back out. So Jackson Langston will go to the line. 43 seconds remaining. Jackson kind of pushed that first free throw in. And that's going to get both coaches now going to empty out the bench and go ahead and sub out. So for the Mountaineers, that'll get Kaiser Nelson, Ephraim Tice, Junior Sanchez, and Skip Moss in the game for the Mountaineers. Langston still with one free throw to go. And that one will rattle around and off, and that one will be rebounded by Gage Buckner for Irwin and tries to get an outlet out. It'll go out of bounds on the side to Tuscola. So Tice will inbound it to Skip Moss. We go under 40 seconds. Moss works down the baseline. Now to Junior Sanchez. Tice with it now. Adam Ball going to take a shot from about 16 feet. No good. Rebound by Buckner. He'll bring it down. Kick it over in the corner to Jamal Hunter. He'll put up a shot for Irwin. It'll rattle in and out. Rebound, Junior Sanchez. 15 seconds to go. Tice will bring it down. Picks up his dribble on the left wing. Gets it to Nyson, or Kaiser Nelson, excuse me. Shot from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Ball. No good. He'll get it back. Kick it out to Skip Moss. Moss is going to pull back and let the clock expire. And that'll do it. Mountaineers will win first round of the conference tournament, 65-49. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busted dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
It's time for the Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding ever from a Mountaineer player goes to Trent Turner. Haywood Ace Hardware is the place for all your winter needs, located west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Delwood Road. And Trent, wasn't easy. But Irwin, a very athletic team tonight, and a lot of steals, and we kind of worried about the passing a little bit by Tuscola, particularly in the first half. Good defensive effort by you tonight. You got some steals. You got some breakaway layups on rebounds. Talk about tonight's opening tournament game.
It was a fun game. It was my first tournament playoff game, and we were able to pull off the win.
So that will advance us to tomorrow. Well, actually, no, not tomorrow. The girls will play tomorrow. We will face the winner of this next game between North Buncombe and West Henderson, and that's going to be an interesting game. I think North Buncombe, my opinion, is coming in here kind of probably ticked off that they thought they were going to win this thing and ended up being the number three seed. Of course, West is no, you know, they've split with North Buncombe. Yeah. We split with them, and what do you think that second game is going to look like between West and North?
I don't know. It's going to be a good game. I don't really know.
So we'll get a day off. I'm assuming we'll have some practice tomorrow and kind of go over some of the things, I guess, look at film. Coming back in here on Thursday for the semifinals. So it will be tomorrow. That game, that will be tomorrow at 6:30. Sorry, I'm looking at the girls' bracket. Yeah, that game will be at 8 o'clock tomorrow. So we'll have the girls at 3:30 and the boys at 8. That's been Trent Turner, our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here from T.C. Robertson. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Warning, other times lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
Talking about that Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Tuscola Sports Radio here to wrap things up for you tonight at T.C. Robertson High School with the Western Mountain Athletic Conference basketball tournament. Tuscola's boys win tonight over Irwin 60-49. They will face the winner of the late game tonight at 8 o'clock. Number 3 seed North Buncombe will take on number 6 West Henderson. We'll have some info on that for you later on. Get ready to start next is Inca Sugar Jets and the T.C. Robertson Lady Rams.
You'd like to say, I think Tuscola is going to play, you know, this team tomorrow night at 8. But like we were talking about earlier in the game, the way this conference is, and it's so even from 1st to 7th, you don't know what's going to happen because, you know, we go to West, we get beat by West after we were ahead 18-2 in the first period. So it's going to be a barn burner, I think. Both them teams playing on a neutral court. And then us playing, coming over and playing on the neutral court with whoever wins that game tomorrow night.
Well, of course, tomorrow we'll also have on Tuscola Sports Radio, Irwin's girls, the number one seed, will take on number four seed Tuscola at 3:30. So it's going to be a long day here for us tomorrow. We'll have the girls game at 3:30. And then, of course, Tuscola will take on the winner of North Buncombe and West. And that game will not be till 8 o'clock tomorrow. So we're going to have a split day here at T.C. Robertson. That'll wrap things up tonight from T.C. Robertson High School. Mountaineers winning 60-49. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Good night, everybody.
Tonight's broadcast on Tuscola Sports Radio has been brought to you by Ken Wilson Ford, Stereo Innovations, Champion Credit Union, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Arby's, Haywood Farm Bureau, and by Hometown Hardware. Join us again next time here on Tuscola Sports Radio. Let's go tonight. Shall us find some light.